720 WGN, John Landecker for Bob Surratt. Let's find out what's happening around the block, so to speak. Jen Sabella, you're with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, I'm all right, actually. But we've got a real problem here at the station, though. A real problem that has to do with power outages. I guess more than 20. Oh, yeah. Our executive producer wanted to have her eyebrows done. And she went to the location where she gets her eyebrows done, and guess what? No power.
That's bad news. I know. Uh-huh. A gal without her brows is not great.
But I'm making light of a situation, though, that is very serious. I totally relate to that.
Totally, yeah. So more than 20,000 people in the city as of yesterday were still without power from the storms that hit the city on Monday. ComEd is working on it, but we still have tens of thousands of people. A lot of people on the far south side in the south suburbs are without power. But we had a great story yesterday from our reporter, Mina Bloom, about people who do have power stepping up to help their neighbors. So they're setting up little charging stations in front of their homes. There's hand sanitizer, there's a power strip, and people could come over and charge their kids' iPads or their phones, right, or baby monitors. And, you know, parents stuck at home with their kids right now, they want to make sure they have their iPads. So it's really sweet. It's happening all over the city. We saw one in Logan Square. There are two charging stations down in Beverly. And just a really another, you know, it's been a rough few months for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But people have been really stepping up to help their neighbors, and it's great to see.
A friend of mine, a name you might recognize, Leslie Keiling, posted something on Facebook yesterday showing two gasoline-powered generators and then electrical cords basically running through the entire neighborhood as everybody, as you say, got together and shared whatever they had to get the job done. So I guess that's the bright side of that.
Exactly.
The Tamale Guy restaurant opens. What's going on with the Tamale Guy?
I love this story so much.
Yeah?
I remember the Tamale Guy when I was in my 20s and hitting the bars a little too much. He would always come through and save the day late in the night.
This is the one where the neighborhood came through to help him, right?
Exactly. People raised more than $33,000.
Wow.
After the city cited him for home delivery because he didn't have the proper permits, neighbors were like, we're not cool with this. So they raised $33,000, and he was able to open his own restaurant, which is incredible. The menu just went live this morning, and there are all kinds of tamales. You can get gluten-free ones. Actually, tamales are already gluten-free. You can get them with a corn husk, banana leaf. And there's like vegetarian, chicken, pork, and there's even a dessert tamale, which is filled with strawberries. And agave crema. It sounds delicious. I'm guessing it opens today. I'm guessing there will be a line outside because this has been so much excitement surrounding the opening of this spot. And we're so happy to hear that Claudio was able to make his dream come true and open his own place after 20 years
not only
delivering these in bars.
Not only that, but combined with the news of a variety of restaurants and bars and businesses that have been around for years having to permanently shut their doors because of the virus. This is a great, great story. A great story.
Yeah. I love to hear it.
and it happened sort of spontaneously, right? I mean, it was a pop-up rescue, so to speak.
Right. So he was kind of panicked during the pandemic because all the bars that he would frequent were closed.
Right.
So people were like, let's try home delivery. And people were really coming through. And he actually in the West Loop, people were lining up to buy his tamales. But the city cited him for improper permits. And that's when everyone just kind of got mad. They're like, this guy's trying to do his best here. So they came through and started a GoFundMe. And it's up and running. It replaces Whisk, which closed. It's a brunch place that closed earlier this year. And it's a good area to be into. There's a lot of foot traffic, a lot of, you know, when nightlife is back, there's a lot of nightlife over there. But for now, you can just go in and pick up your tamales and bring them home or bring them to the park for a nice picnic.
You know, I can't go today, but I'll go tamale. Okay. How nice that you left at that. Speaking of restaurants, Rainforest Cafe. What happened to the Rainforest Cafe?
It is donezo. After 23 years, the places of the family-friendly River North we knew with Ed DeBevix and Rainforest Cafe, Planet Hollywood, they are gone. So it closed a year early.
Well, I was at the Rainforest Cafe once, and I had to make sure that I brought children with me the next time because, wow, it was. There's bears flying around. You got, like, dinosaurs and noises going off. It was amazing. Sorry to hear that that's not working.
Child's birthday parties there as a kid. My cousins and... there's a bright side for the developer who took over the building. And, well, first of all, it's a very hot corner. So when things are up and running again, I'm sure they'll have no problem flipping it to be whatever they want it to be. But he was able to keep an animatronic gorilla as a personal souvenir. And he wrote that into the contract as they were negotiating. His lawyer said he had never encountered a gorilla clause before this.
So, how about a sanity clause? That's only a Christmas. Yeah, a gorilla clause. Okay, you can have the restaurant, but just give me the gorilla. You know, I remember when Planet Hollywood opened over there with a huge promotion that had Bruce Willis here with a band, and they had scaffolding set up, and you could come and watch Bruce Willis perform, and then you would have to wait like 5 years to get in because that was such a busy corner. But, you know, the restaurant business is a very tenuous thing to get into. The percentage of places that make it are relatively small. And now...
They had a good run.
More than ever. Yeah, they did. Were they a chain? Are they a chain?
Or they are, yes. Yeah. They have locations. Planet Hollywood is, and as is Rainforest Cafe, they closed their location in Schaumburg earlier this year as well. But it's Landry's Restaurant, so they run Morton Steakhouse, Bubba Gump Shrimp. Yeah. They are actually closing a bunch of restaurants. We reached out to them for comment. They're based in Houston. They've not responded, but I think it's just a change in what people are doing. I mean, aside from coronavirus, these kind of big family-friendly places just weren't getting as much business as they used to.
Yeah, well, that's what makes the Tamale Guy story even better.
Exactly. Because,
in the face of all of this, here's a nice story about a guy getting into the restaurant that he wanted. Well, thank you very much for being with us, Jen Sabala, Director of Strategy and co-founder of the Block Club Chicago. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.